With only a small percentage of people vaccinated, there's a tangible sense of panic in South Africa's health sector.
People who need oxygen and who need admission and ventilation for COVID are being managed at home because there aren't even beds, and that's also in private practice. It's not only in the public setting.
Professor Dania Ballot is clinical head of four of the country's biggest public hospitals, all in Johannesburg. She told VOA that health caregivers are not coming close to coping because of a huge influx of patients. She says their suffering is worsened by regular power and water cuts.
A person who needs admission for COVID sit for 3 days at Helen Joseph on a chair in casualty in oxygen with no water to be able to wash in and waiting for a hospital bed, and there was no ventilator bed if they needed it.
Professor Tulio da Oliveira is a scientist who sequences viruses. He says several variants are circulating in South Africa, especially Delta, which continues to cause many thousands of deaths around the world. In a Zoom briefing to journalists this weekend, da Oliveira said Delta's now in about 85 countries and is responsible for 95% of infections in the United Kingdom, for example.
In Africa, it seems to be very widespread also, with many sites in Southern Africa, East Africa, Central Africa, and West Africa. So not only these variants seem to be spreading very fast, but it's very quick to start dominating potentially the global pandemic.
Da Oliveira describes the Delta mutation as by far the most concerning so far.
It is really, really highly transmissible, more than all other variants, including the one in South Africa, Beta. It is calculated that's potentially double and more transmissible than the original virus, yeah.
He says there's no evidence yet that Delta's deadlier than other variants, but it causes more fatalities simply because it infects more people. Da Oliveira says Delta also results in more people being reinfected with COVID-19. Infectious diseases specialist Dr. Richard Lessels says there's evidence to suggest that Delta causes different symptoms than other variants.
Certainly in the UK at the moment, the most prominent symptoms are headache, sore throat, runny nose, and sneezing. And what's less prominent are some of the symptoms that we previously highlighted, like loss of taste, loss of smell, fever. These are the kind of symptoms that we should still be looking out for, on top of all the normal symptoms of fever, cough, shortness of breath.
But with the rise of Delta in South Africa and elsewhere, says Lessels, there's some good news. The two vaccines being used in the UK, where the variant is particularly prevalent, namely AstraZeneca and Pfizer, are very effective against Delta.
There are very high levels of protection, above 90% protection against hospitalization once you've had the two doses. And even with the first dose, there are very high levels of protection with this Delta variant.
However, South Africa isn't using AstraZeneca since it doesn't work well enough against the Beta variant first found in the country late last year. Pfizer is part of its vaccination program, but stock's extremely limited at the moment. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.